It's Turi Ryder on 720 WGN.
Perhaps you ride a bicycle around town. Perhaps you ride it only in the spring or summer. Perhaps you ride it all winter long. Perhaps you are following the story of Chicago and its dedicated bike lanes. Great deal of conversation now between Chicago's Department of Transportation and Illinois' Department of Transportation about whether dedicated bike lanes are good, bad, safe, unsafe. People have conflicting data, and to help sort it all out because I'm afraid of bicycles on city streets, actually, they scare me, is a gentleman who calls himself the Chicago Bicycle Advocate. So I guess we know what he's going for here. He has a website called mybikeadvocate.com. His name is Brendan Kevinitis, and he has agreed to join me to explain to me why there should be more bikes everywhere in Chicago. I think that's the gist of it. Is that right?
That's right. There should be more people riding bikes in Chicago.
Well, I'm afraid of you, folks.
You're afraid of bikes.
I am. Well, my husband rides constantly. I mean, he rides. When I met him, we were living in Minneapolis, and it was a blizzard. And he said he would meet me for coffee, and I told him to get on the freeway, and he said, "No, I can't do that." And I said, "Well, what do you mean you can't do that?" He said, "Well, I can't get on the freeway." I said, "What, are you afraid to drive on the freeway?" He said, "No, I'm on my bike." I said, "It's 20 below zero." He said, "I know. I'll be on my bike." But I'm afraid of the bikes. I'm afraid that I will open my door into them. I am afraid that I will cut them off. And I'm also afraid because I've watched them ride like complete and total maniacs, and they scare me. And I'm always afraid I'll kill one of them by mistake. So I try to get them off the street as much as possible. But you don't think that's a good idea. You think we should have more of them. What am I doing wrong?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, I think perhaps you're afraid of them or worried about hurting one of them.
Yes.
Perhaps because you're not used to seeing so many of them. When you get used to seeing people on bikes on the road, it's not so startling when you come across one.
Oh, no, I see them everywhere. This is the Bay Area that I'm moving from to Chicago. They're all over the place.
Well,
they're complete maniacs.
I don't know that they're all maniacs, but in any event, I mean, if we get these protected, buffered bike lanes, I mean, that really helps both the bicyclist and the driver because it separates the bicycle from the road where the cars are. And that's a good thing. And for some reason, the state of Illinois has decided they don't want to fund those, at least not for a good long while, into 2014, as I understand it.
So what do we, when you say protected bike lanes, do you mean just with a stripe painted on the street or with a curb? Or what kind of protection are we talking about here? A super cone from Star Trek, a force field? What exactly is the protection?
We're talking about something other than just a painted line.
Okay.
Here in Chicago, we've started out using kind of these plastic posts. They're plastic posts, I guess, because if you accidentally hit one, it doesn't cause much harm. So that's a protected bike lane. A protected bike lane may also separate cars from bikes with a cement barrier. You can put some flowers on top so it looks
nice. Oh, they love the flowers. We love the flowers in Chicago. If it's in the middle of the street, we'll put some flowers on it.
Who doesn't like flowers?
Who doesn't?
I mean, that's the difference between a protected bike lane. You have some physical barrier and a quote-unquote buffered bike lane. A buffered bike lane just has the paint.
Now I understand why the cars object, because as a dedicated motorist, we could hurt our cars on those things. That could be unpleasant. You know, you could have to touch up your paint or something. We're very superior, we car drivers. We don't like anything that can, you know, make it unpleasant for us to have our side view mirrors sticking out there. And what about the parked cars? What about them? Where do the bikes go in relation to the parked cars with these protected bike lanes?
Well, and that's an innovation we've seen here recently. That parked cars can also form a protected bike lane. We see that on Kinsey, which was the first protected bike lane here, where you have not just the plastic posts, but also the parallel parked cars separating moving motor vehicles and bicycles.
Oh, I've not seen that. That's on, so the bikes go on the inside, on the sidewalk side of the parked cars?
That's correct. That's right.
What about turning then? If you need to turn left, no one can see you.
Well, you got to take it easy. I mean, and you got to make yourself seen. I mean, you can't just, swerve to the left. You've got to sort of stop, look, and then go. And you know, the other thing that's nice about having the cars, the parked cars, the cyclists left, is it protects the bicyclists from getting doored. And as we've seen recently, that can have just horrible consequences. A young man was killed in Old Town because a door opened in front of him back in, I think it was September.
Oh, I got nailed when I was in college. I used to ride bikes. That was my transit, and somebody opened a door in front of me one day. I've been there. But so it's kind of, right now there's sort of this strategic war going on between the bikes and the motorists. And the motorists would like some things from the cyclists. What would the cyclists, I will give you my list if you want it. What would you guys like from the motorists the most, other than to really watch for you? What would be the things that motorists could do that would make bikers happiest?
You nailed it. I mean, look, I mean, use your rear view mirrors, especially when opening your door. A young man named Dustin Valenta was horribly injured just 2 days ago on Milwaukee Avenue because he was doored. So that's number one. Use your turn signal. Please use your turn signal. If you're up ahead of me in your car and you put on your turn signal and I'm behind you in your bike, you know what? I can deal with you. I know what I can do. I can stop. I can slow. I can turn. But if you just make this unannounced maneuver, I'm defenseless. So
okay, so this is good because we have some horse trading to do here. I use door trading to do here, or rear view mirror trading to do here.
Okay.
I am perfectly happy. I love to signal. Signaling's fun. I find that little sound relaxing. I'll signal if I'm even thinking about turning. I'll let you know, maybe I'll be turning left here. Half a block ahead, a block ahead, no problem. But the thing that drives me completely bananas that bikers do, these are my favorite things. They decide that the traffic rules don't apply to them if they want to go across the street on a red light. You know, they'll just, why not? They feel like it. They get to be pedestrians when they want to be. They get to be vehicles when they want to be. I can live with that. But the thing that really completely makes me absolutely bananas is the biker with no helmet wearing black clothing on a dark night with no light.
You and I may be in agreement on that last one.
So what I would like
helmet,
is...
Yes. The helmet, I don't have so much of a problem with. I mean, I wear a helmet, but that's an individual choice thing. But
black clothing, no light, dark night. Here's what I'd like you, the Bike Coalition folks, to advocate. What we need as motorists is fluorescent spray paint. That if we see one of these bikers and we cannot see them, we should be entitled to just spray them with something fluorescent right on their bikes. Just brand them. I mean, seriously, the heck with a ticket and the court. It's too late for that. Just, we should be able to stop them and flag them down and say, all right, this is for your own good. Hold on. Just hold still a minute. Just let me just do this. It's for your own good. Like we do with kids when you need to brush their teeth, you know, when they're little and they don't want to have their teeth brushed. And just spray that puppy down with fluorescent orange, green, pink. I don't care. They can pick their color. I'll get an assortment. But it's not fair for them to spring out of the darkness like cats in front of your car with nothing on them. And then they're like, this is your bad that you're the motorist, is your fault somehow? Drives me bananas. What else can we do besides spray them involuntarily? What can we do?
Well, look, I agree. I mean, we call them bike ninjas, and the law requires bicyclists to ride with a light on the front, and people that don't, they're dangerous, not just to pedestrians and I guess drivers, but to other people on bikes. But all kidding aside, I mean, and I appreciate
they need it on the back too. What do they think? I'm not faster than they are. They need it on the back. I am, in case they're not Lance Armstrong, I'm faster than they are. Put a light on the back of your bike so I don't hit you.
The law requires at least a reflector, but a light is a good idea. I would agree with you. But the frustrations I can appreciate, but there's a difference between the motorists are frustrated by some of these things, but unfortunately, when it comes to the things drivers are doing, bicyclists are getting killed and maimed. And so I see this really, all kidding aside, as a public health and safety issue. I really do.
I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to maim anybody. But again, if a person refuses to take any sort of preventive action and flies out of the darkness across my car, it's horrible. I mean, it's horrible, obviously, if I injure this person or worse. And this is going to sound really self-righteous, but how fair is that to the driver to saddle them with that guilt, shame, and responsibility if you basically fling yourself out of the dark, completely dark, at the person's vehicle? Who's responsible for that? They're not going to ticket me, by the way, for that.
There are always going to be scofflaws out there. But I think that a large percentage of bicyclists abide by the law and ride safely. I know there's a tendency to, you see one bicyclist run a red light, see one bicyclist riding with dark clothes with no light, that suddenly becomes all bicyclists. And that's just, respectfully, that's just not the case.
I know it's not all bicyclists, but I think that the bike community needs to kind of make a strong effort to say, look, we're asking this of motorists. They're bigger and nastier and meaner and not as friendly as we are. And this is all they want from us. They want to be able to see us. They want to be able to see us day or night. And they want us to pick a set of rules, pedestrian rules or vehicular rules, and live by them. I think that's fair. I'm happy
that
to
is
do
that. Fair.
Yeah.
The rules are actually, the law is changing and is molding itself to this new bike transportation. I don't want to call it a craze, but it's a thing. And it's increasing here in Chicago and around the country. And the laws are changing. I just read in this city in Colorado, for example, they may allow, I think it's in Aspen, they may allow bicyclists to treat stop signs as yield. They do it in one state in the country, it's in Idaho. And maybe that's something that would take hold in other places.
As long as we know what the rules are, and as long as we make it some kind of rule that I can spray them with fluorescent something if I can't see them. Something! I'm going to stick a flag on the top of them. I don't know, something! I'm going to do... They're going to have to deal with me, because I don't want to kill anybody. Somebody who basically has an even more vociferous complaint, more extreme complaint than I do. Tony, welcome. You're on 720 WGN.
Good morning, Tori. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Brendan, you're there listening? Good. All right. Here goes.
I just want to make two quick comments. One, I like the fluorescent silly string, you know, that we can spray. That would be fun.
Good.
But I think in the springtime, the police and the bicyclists together should set forth that the police and the bicyclists are going to crack down on offenders. I like to bike, but we have to set the tone in the springtime, you know, for bikes that break the law. So the city's not doing a good job on that. That needs to happen, because what is happening is the bicyclists are gaining political power in this city. And the only thing, really, that they care about are riding their bikes. In my view, they don't care about social justice. They don't care about fairness. And here's a great example. Apparently, over 1,000 bicyclists have signed a petition to take away one southbound and one northbound lane on both Ashland Avenue and Western Avenue for dedicated bus lanes on both Ashland and Western.
All right, let's find out if that's true. Brendan, is this accurate? No bus lane, instead bike lane?
I haven't heard that.
Wait, hold on, Tony. We got an expert here. What, you haven't heard that, Brendan?
I haven't heard that.
Tony, that may or may not be so. On what are you basing this?
Well, it is actually a fact. There's a group called the Active Transportation Alliance, and there's another group that there's another group that writes a blog called Streets Blog. The city of Chicago, the mayor has a proposal to take both streets down to one lane, northbound and southbound. It's called the bus rapid transit lanes.
Yes.
And they are planning to spend $350 million. This is no joke. You can check it on the CTA.
Okay,
website.
So, but the bus, you're saying that the bikers want bikes instead of buses, or they just want to be able to use that lane?
No, the bikers have declared war on all cars, And right, they want to use that bus lane. So the bikers...
Well, I don't mind if they... What would be wrong with them using the bus lane along with the buses? What would be wrong with that?
What would be wrong with that? We would slash major traffic in half. 50% of our cars and trucks and
if you've got the bus lane... Wait, if you've got the bus lane anyway, I'm saying, what's wrong with the bikes using it too?
I mean, in the best of all possible worlds, it'd be great if we had three lanes of traffic, north and south on Ashland.
Okay, so you're not just against the bikes, you're against the buses too.
No, we're not against anybody. We're against the bikers wanting to throw cars off our streets and throw trucks off our streets in the city. And that's what they're trying to organize to do.
Okay, duly noted. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, Brendan, you see what you're up against there? You see what you're up against?
Yeah, I can hear that. Let me, if I may,
yes,
make a point.
All right.
He said that the only thing bicyclists care about is riding their bikes. I mean, let's understand who, quote-unquote, bicyclists are. They're moms taking their kids to school. I mean, there's certainly some parents at my daughter's school who take their kids on their bicycles. They're poor people that can't afford cars. They are...
Don't forget all the people with DUIs who have had their licenses revoked.
They are people with DUIs that had prior DUIs who you would not want behind the wheel of a car.
That's, I always think that. When I see somebody driving a bike really poorly, I think, well, thank God the judge got him out of his car.
Right. So,
right.
You know, when we're talking about bicyclists, I mean, we're talking about people. I mean, just regular people trying to get to a job, trying to get their kids to school. So, you know, they're just regular folks. They're not all, you know, hipsters in tight jeans. The other thing he said is that there's this war against cars. Really, I mean, the more bikes there are, the more moms who take their kids to school with their bikes, the more people who go shopping on their bikes, those are fewer cars and trucks on the road.
More room for people like that.
And
yeah,
there are
more room for me.
People who yeah. like to use their
yes,
cars.
Yes, I so, say put everybody on the bike and let me drive. That's what I say. I agree
love
with you,
to
Brendan.
Do that for you, Tori.
They can all take bikes. Question for you personally. Do you ride in the extreme cold? You
absolutely.
Do. So you're one of those people who shows up at work with like the frozen snot and the frosty beard and the.
I am beardless, but yeah, I mean, honestly, one big reason for it, driving in the city and dealing with it drives me insane. It drives me insane to deal with the traffic and the parking. So years ago, I started riding more to work, more to the office, and more in the beginning.
And, now you love it. Mindy isn't putting up with it, though. She's she has a few choice words for you. Hi, Mindy. Welcome. You're on 720 WGN.
Hello.
Hi. So what's your question?
Okay. I had to ride a motorcycle. This ought to be real good. I've noticed since I was a kid, you're supposed to ride single file on the side of the road or the edge of the curb or whatever, which is good rule. Nowadays, they ride double wide, and they look at you like they expect you to go around them into oncoming traffic. I don't think that's obeying the law very well, do you?
Wait a minute. They're riding into oncoming traffic, like on the left side of the road?
No. If you have bicyclists, instead of riding single file, you're trying to get around them, they kind of just expect you to move for them, not them to go back into single file so they can, you know...
The law says that they're entitled to the lane, and by golly, they're going to take it. Is that what you're seeing there?
I've seen it out in the middle of the country where they'll go down the middle of the road and expect you to go around them.
Maybe they've confused themselves for farm vehicles. Maybe they think they've got, you know, a thresher back there.
It's a little diamond on the back of them. But, no, I just don't understand that. It's always bothered me. I've talked to other people, and they say the same thing. They say, you know, they're there to take the road. They don't listen to the rules. I ride a motorcycle. I have to listen to the rules. Otherwise, I get a ticket.
Okay, Brendan, what do you have to say to Mindy? She sounds a little bit, you know, perturbed.
I understand. Well, here's what the law is. You're supposed to ride as far to the right as is reasonable and practicable, which doesn't mean as far to the right as is possible.
a lot of times when you're, and I'm a bike instructor too, a lot of times if you're getting buzzed by cars, in other words, cars are coming awfully close to you on the left, the natural inclination is to move to the right. But that's not the safe option. Actually, the safer option is to move farther into the lane because you want cars to see you better and you actually want them to switch lanes if they're going to pass you. That's safer for the cyclist. So, I mean, maybe that's some of what she's seeing. Bicyclists trying to protect themselves by taking some of the lanes so they don't get passed too closely by motorists.
There you go. You see, they're not really trying to become a riding middle finger at you.
No. It's just when they ride double. Okay, I can understand.
They're coming. They're forming a phalanx, and they will be seen, and they are going to make you see them, whether you like it or not.
I hope they just don't get hit by people who don't look very carefully or don't.
That's their problem. That's what they're trying to avoid. Yeah. Thank you, Mindy, for calling. Yeah. See, Brendan, it's a PR thing.
It is. I mean, it's a lot of people see people on bikes as kind of other. They can't imagine themselves doing that.
It's so. Those tights. It's the tights. That's what does it. If you want to know the truth, if you want to know why a lot of people look at guys on bikes in particular as otherworldly, it's that we cannot imagine any person in his or her right mind going off to work in Lycra tights unless he is a ski instructor or riding in the Olympics. So we see a guy with a briefcase and a pair of spandex tights, and we think, what, the business agent for Cirque du Soleil? We don't know what to think. That's why. You might as well put a spacesuit on.
It's often not a good look. I can see that.
No. I will tell you another story, and then I'm going to thank you. But the bike tights, even my spouse, Save the Planet, the intrepid 40 below biker, he knew that the tights looked ridiculous the first time he came to visit me in my home. And so he asked if he could please change them, if he could use my bathroom. And I said, sure. And he came out with these Guatemalan clown pants on. You know those pants that people buy when they like bike around South America that look like bad pajamas or maybe something for, he was wearing those in my house. And I said, I don't know how you thought that was an improvement over the ridiculous tight look. Where did
you
get the
him.
Idea that this would, I did. I don't
he
know
did
what
right.
he did, but I have to say that the bike tights, they need to come up with something that's a bike tight, but looks like Levi's. And then you'll get much more respect.
Well, there's something called out there called, I've heard about it, called the Mary Poppins effect. And it suggests that women dress normally on their bikes, yes, get treated better by motorists than do the lycra-clad dudes on their carbon fiber bikes.
Whether I believe true that's not, true. I do.
It may very well be.
Because you guys don't look like you live in the world with the rest of us, and we don't trust you. But if you were to wear what your average woman wears, we would still have more respect for you, you men. You wear a Mary Poppins costume. At least we'll know what the heck you are. These things with the spandex and the, you know, you just look like a giant, fast-moving fluorescent rubber band. We don't know what to make of you at all. Thank you so very much for being willing to endure this at my hands, and I hope you will come back again. You've been a lot of fun. Thanks, Brendan. That's Brendan Kevinitis. He is the bike advocate for Chicago. He calls himself My Bike Advocate. He has a website, mybikeadvocate.com. 720 WGN.
Terry Ryder on 720 WGN.